It is normally a subject that nobody wants to talk about until it happens. But one of the things that my office is trying to do is actually to prepare families for that, for when that day comes. Because one of the things you have to understand is a lot of paperwork is involved when somebody passes away. And during that time, the family members are deeply and emotionally upset. They're grieving. And one of the things about grief is that it is a journey, and like any journey, has to start off on the right place. And being overwhelmed with legal paperwork, financial paperwork, it prevents that from happening. And so one of the things that my office does, which is the Retirement Service and Casualty Office, is we put on seminars a couple times a year to help family members of active duty service members, retirees, and federal employees that are working in the Stuttgart area to plan for that event, even know that we hope that it's not until you're like 100 years old. But there are cases where it does happen unexpectedly, and you need to be prepared for that. For our active duty and for our civilian employees that fall under DOD, one of the most important things that you need to have prepared is your DD-93 or your emergency data sheet. That is your voice in the event that you pass away or you're medically incapacitated and you can't talk. And that form, I'd probably say a huge percent of the time, is not filled in correctly or completely. And that's something that we need to focus on as well. But we also have in our seminar, we're going to have Army Community Services is going to be there, the financial component, along with our legal assistance office to talk about wills and estates and setting that up. And it's really important. My personal opinion is if you're on active duty, you wear a uniform, you really should have a will put in place, or at least something that's going to tell us what you want in the event that you can't tell us anymore.
I know this is definitely not what people want to be talking about. It's a little dark, but this is incredibly important. So one crucial part of legal assistance, and I can tell you as Chief of Client Services, we're doing this constantly, estate planning matters. So if you are active duty, overseas, civilian, DOD civilian employee, or a retiree, you always have access to legal services. When it comes to getting your will done, something we do a lot of, it's incredibly important. So we can do, if you want to have a will done, like you want to leave everything to your spouse, predeceases you, everything to the kids, things like that, incredibly important to do. We also do a ton of powers of attorney, healthcare powers of attorney. If you're incapacitated, you need somebody to make medical decisions for you, which includes also the living will. If you are incapacitated and or you're in a permanent vegetative state, you're not coming out of it, you need to make your wishes known. It's an incredibly emotionally charged situation, so it's incredibly important that you make your wishes known. You know, do you want treatment to continue? Do you want treatment to not continue? You need to have your affairs in order in case there are those situations arise, which sadly they do. And like Rachel said, obviously we want all this to be, you know, when you're 105 years old, you know, many, many years in the future, but sadly, you just have to be prepared. So like I said, if that's something that you want to do, which I definitely highly encourage you to do, please do that. We love helping out the community. It's just such an incredibly important thing to do.
So just to help prepare your family members if the worst should happen is really just gathering your documents ahead of time so that they know what they might need to look at, whether that's your banking information, your account information, for our DoD civilians, your SF-50, for our service members, you know, just making sure the LES, you know, so they can look at maybe what allotments you have coming out. It just helps a family get organized if they know where the money's been going, who it's been going to, what bills still need paid, what bills maybe don't need paid because that income is not there anymore. And so just putting your financial records together, writing down what you have, It's so beneficial for your families if the worst should happen and they would need to reference anything, because it is hard to pull that together when somebody's gone nowadays with passwords and, you know, having to authenticate everything. Really just having it to help your family out is huge. But I did have a question earlier when we were discussing wills. Sir, if I wanted to leave all of my money to my children, I have children, I want to make sure they get it all, not to my husband, but to my children, how would I go about doing that?
So when you're legally married, it's almost impossible to disinherit a spouse most of the time. But if there's a situation where you both are gone and your children are still minors and they stand to inherit the estate, there is something called Uniform Gift to Minors Act. You don't have to set up a trust for this. This is basically the executor and guardian for the children working together to make sure the property is held until they're adults. So if you want really complicated, trusts and things like that, or if you have a huge, massive estate, over $3 million, things like that, probably going to tell you to go to a specialist. But yes, there is that Uniform Gift to Minors Act that can help just hold the property for the minor children if you both are gone.
Having a binder is an excellent way to prepare. A lot of people say, well, can I just do it digitally? That's great. However, if you bring me a thumb drive, I can't access it on a government computer. Paper is always better in these situations. Always having, for like retirees, a copy of your DD-214s is also important to have. We need that in order to get military funeral honors conducted. Having a copy of your marriage certificates and your divorce decrees. If you were married previously, you need to have those marriage certificates and those divorce certificates in there. Please let your spouse know about any previous marriage, because after the fact is not the good time for everybody to find out about that. Any VA paperwork with ratings on it. If you're here as a federal employee or retiree, whatever, it's really important to have good photocopy, color photocopies of everybody's passports. We need to have birth certificates, everything.
If you're the executor for the estate, or if you have maybe, if you're the medical power of attorney agent, there are times, not all the time, but there are times where you are going to need, especially with the will, the original. So yes, those paper copies are very important.
Yeah, and circling back around to when we were talking about the marriage certificates and divorce decrees, for the VA and for certain federal benefits, you have to show your previous marriages and your previous divorces. And that ties into ensuring that there's not money that is supposed to be going to those previous spouses. And that's why we have that. We've had several cases where benefits have been denied or delayed because the surviving spouse cannot produce those documents because they're here in Germany and the previous marriages took place in the U.S. and they have no idea where to get those from. Nobody plans. Right. Really plans for what will happen in the event of their death. And it is a conversation that should be had often. It's not the fun conversation that you want to have, but it's better to plan for your future and to ensure that when that unfortunate knock does come at your door, that your family is prepared for what's going to come next.